These are the bizarre stories of the day. The No Sweat News gears you up for tomorrow's quiz for the S&M from Metallica, S&M 2 on vinyl, plus a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs. Today, the No Sweat News brought to you by Windorama, doing their part to keep the tri-state area building. Windorama.com and schedule your virtual consultation, windorama.com. Oh, are you ready to hate some people?
Absolutely.
Here you go. According to a new survey, 25% of people say they've already finished their Christmas holiday shopping for the year.
No way. That makes me feel awful. Like, and now I'm starting to panic.
I haven't even bought my Halloween candy yet.
I know. Shoot. Well, we got 2 months.
25%.
Wow. That's a lot. I have seen some things that made my eye go, this could be something I could add.
Yeah, sure.
But I actually haven't proactively gone out and shopped yet.
This either means that...
In fact, I don't think I'm going to.
25% of people have no friends they're buying for, or Amazon's been very, very busy. Here's why I don't buy yet, because I'm afraid that I would buy it, and then I'd be caught in a pinch sometime between now and December, and I would just drink it myself.
Oh! So you're talking about booze.
I am talking about booze. Yes, I am, yes.
Now, there's a couple of games that have caught my eye, and I'm like, well, I could spend the $60 now, or I could do it for Christmas.
I mean, it is always nice to spread out the bills, especially these days.
Yeah.
All right, Dateline Give Georgia released a study the other day. It caught a lot of people's eyes. That said, that neck gaiters do as good of a job at helping to stop the spread of COVID germs as does a face mask.
Oh, good.
And everyone said, oh, yeah, neck gaiter. Okay, great. Well, not so fast there, cowboy.
No.
Turns out the study was funded by a company that makes neck gaiters.
Oh, they might have some self-interest at stake.
It's just like the other day when there was a study released that traveling by airplane isn't a risk for getting COVID. Oh. But the study was funded by, like, American and United Airlines.
Yeah, that's important. That's small print sometimes. Right. You gotta read everything here.
So what's the deal with neck gaiters? Okay, well, the CDC points to the fact that the protection that face coverings provide is tied to the layers of it, not to whether or not it hangs from your neck or your ears or whatnot. I mean, you can put a whole brown paper bag over your head, but it's a matter of the layers. Of
okay.
So there's that. And now, Dateline Europe for our third and final story. You got to go see this.
What?
Unbelievable. If you have not heard about this 11-year-old kid, Romeo Cox, this is a kid. He walked 1,700 miles to visit his grandma.
That's insane.
He left one of the lowest parts of the boot in Italy. Walked all the way up Italy, through the Italian and Swiss Alps, and then continued across France, took a boat across the English Channel.
How old is this?
11.
I'm going to say that this seems like a very dangerous, unsupervised trip.
His dad went with him.
Okay.
Because the kid wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah.
He lives with his parents in Italy. His grandma's in England. He hadn't seen her in over a year. There weren't any flights because of COVID. Everything was locked down. He tried to convince his parents to let him walk there by himself, and he wouldn't shut up about it. So his dad finally agreed to go with him.
Oh, my God.
They left back in June. They spent 93 days hiking Italy, Switzerland, France.
Holy cow.
Ended up finding a wild donkey along the way that they bribed with food or something to carry their stuff. Made it all the way to London, to grandma's house, late last month. You can see this journey at WRAT.com. It's effing incredible. Listen, you know how you get stuck in an internet rabbit hole?
Oh, yeah.
And you come out like an hour and a half later and you go, well, that was worthless.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time you feel like you've been punched in the face by Mike Tyson.
This is a rabbit hole that is so worth getting stuck in because his Instagram, which I've linked at WRAT.com, and it's on Facebook and our Twitter.
Yeah.
His Instagram follows this journey. He gets into a town, and he's a nobody.
Wow.
And then word gets out, and when he leaves the town's border to keep going north, like
he's like a little celebrity.
Yeah, he's surrounded by kids and bikes and skateboards.
That's
stuff.
Incredible.
It's really, and you see him walking on the side of the busy road. You see him walking the side of a country road. You see him, you know, laying down to sleep on the side of a road.
I gotta tell you, grandma, Hopefully grandma slipped a fiver in his little pocket there.
Seriously.
I mean, the kid walked 1,700 miles to visit grandma.
Better bake some goddamn cookies,
yeah,
grandma.
He deserves like a sundae.
Right.
You know what? Maybe make that a $10 bill. Forget about a fiver.
How about that?
That's amazing.
It's amazing. So check it out. It's in the pit at WRAT.com, and it's on Facebook.com/959TheRat and on our Twitter. It's interesting. I mean, this kid walks 1,700 miles to visit his grandma. My kid won't leave the TV room to come into the kitchen to ask me for a snack. Hey, Dad, can I get a snack in here?
Oh, my lordy.
Get it yourself, you lazy ass. Oh. That's a whole different story.
Nice.
Today's No Sweat News. There you go. We'll see you tomorrow for the quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.